There are big ones, the little ones, and you can attach lots of bits to them. We all know that cameras come in all shapes and sizes. But what about us, the ones who take the snaps? Nottingham psychologist Andy Sutton has grouped photographers together. There are the executioners who always manage to chop Aunt Maud's head off. And the ones we love to hate are the show-offs.
These people judge photographers not by the quality of shots, but by the size of the equipment, size of the zoom lens. They're a pain for everybody else. Firstly, they take up more than their fair share of pavement with this sort of seemingly jousting equipment that they thrust around in front of them. And secondly, they've got such a big zoom lens on the camera that they have to go very far back to fit people on, and so they're sort of blocking the entire road and walking further and further back trying to get everybody in the frame because the zoom lens is so powerful.
Keith Gladstone, who runs the Castle Camera Shop in Nottingham, says to some, cameras almost become like jewellery.
Yes, people collect a lot of photograph equipment, often for specialised jobs. Telephoto lenses come to mind for sports photographs and race meetings, but there's certainly an element of male jewellery involved where you see a guy decorating himself with two or three cameras with all different lenses and etc. on it.
The camera indeed never lies, and another of Andy's groups is called the would-have-beens. That would have been a good photo, but...
all their photographs would have been good, except for something that's gone wrong. A couple of things can go wrong. Something can be in front of the lens, the lens cap, fingers, plants, things like that. Other things are just shots where the subject is far too far away. You know when you come across one of those, you're browsing through the album, come across a picture which seems to be like fairly ordinary sky, so you're trying to think, well, what shall I say about this? That's an interesting cloud formation, are they cumulus or nimbus? And the would have been says, well, if you look closely at the top corner, there's a rescue helicopter. Would have been good if I got a bit closer. That's the kind of thing. Their favourite shot is probably the lens cap. It would have been a glorious sunset in Kenya, but it's the lens cap.
He says there are even those who finally haven't taken any photographs at all.
The undeveloped section of the market very often is film which has been brought in for processing and has absolutely nothing on it. This usually relates to film that's not been loaded properly. We often sort of say to customers that if you were a pilot, you'd be dead. In other words, they've not read their instruction book and done what they should be doing with the film.
And despite poking fun, Andy has an admission to make.
I've got a load of equipment which I probably don't know how to use, so I suppose in some ways that makes me a show-off.
Well, I'm the sort of person who never bothers to get the film developed and leaves it rotting in a drawer. Which one are you?
When it comes to zooms, though, Nick Miller's is a large one, so I've heard. Camera watching was Andy Sutton from the Polytechnic in town. It's 12:26.